This is the fifth module, fifth step, second day, day 26. Listen to this phrase. I said to myself. That's really what all my work is about. That phrase, I said to myself. Think about what you think about. Where the mind goes, the man follows. I said to myself. Have you ever done that? You're walking down the street and you said to yourself, boy, it's cold out here. It's beautiful out here. How many people are involved in that statement? Two. I and myself. This means you must think about what you think about. And I'm going to say this over and over again. We're not here going toward a positive state. We're going to a state where you have no mental clutter and your mind is quiet. I worked for years in professional football, as I've stated earlier on this CD. And really started by doing evaluations for teams and recommending football players. Psychological evaluations, behavioral interviews, at something called the NFL Combines in Indianapolis. So, at the time I'm working for the Pittsburgh Steelers, and they are telling me that they want athletes who know how to overcome adversity. So, you have a little room there at the Combines, and you have about 15 minutes maximum to interview ball players. And you're starting to, or trying to look for, do they have the characteristics or qualities that the team wants? So, the Pittsburgh Steelers want to know about adversity. And the secret to these interviews, the secret is detail. When someone's talking to you and there's detail, you're usually getting the truth. So I've got a guy sitting in front of me, and I'm asking questions about adversity, and I'm listening for detail, and I go, have you ever had any adversity? He goes, yes. I said, can you give me detail? He's had a separated shoulder for 4 years in college. I was in pain every day. It never healed, really. How'd you do it? He said, every day I walked on the field, and I said to myself, there's that line again. If my mother can go to work with cancer, I go play football. He then went on to say, my mother never missed a day of work in 6 years with her cancer. He said, I said it every day. I said to myself. So then I asked him, how's his mother? He said, well, we buried her last month. That guy's name's Torrey Holt. And as of we're doing this recording, the Pro Bowl was 2 days ago, and I noticed he was in it again. He's in it every year. Today, you will have a challenge. What will you say to yourself? This is terrible. This is awful. I can't stand it. Somehow, please, God hit them with lightning. No judgment. Keep moving forward. Do what's right. Trust. Do you ever think about what you think about? Do you ever bring it up to a level where you can hear it? The zone is a real easy thing. If you understand this one concept, you'll be able to enter mentally into the zone. And for that matter, mental health is just really one thing. A Greek said it 2,000 years ago. His name was Epictetus. And here goes. Some things are within the power of your control. Some things aren't. There's really nothing more to it. If you catch yourself getting upset, carping, complaining, talking to somebody at the water fountain every day, calling your friend to go over it again, something that you can't change, if you believe you have that luxury, well, one, at least in that moment, you're crazy, but two, you aren't going to be anywhere close to the zone, and you're not going to have any kind of health. And so, when you talk to yourself, keep track on of what you're saying about things you can't control. And let it go. My wife calls me from over at our church, and she's crying. I go, what's wrong? She goes, our little boy, he graduated from preschool. I ask her, what was the alternatives? So, here's, I said to myself, think about what you think about, and pay attention to what you're judging about what you can't change. And then, if you can change it, you don't need to talk about it. Just get a pathway to change it.